Mr. President?
Yeah.
Thank you. Ready?
Dick.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Very well, how are you?
Fine. You've seen what's happened to these planes the last 2 days.
Yes, sir.
Our people are pretty unanimous that they ought to go in there and notify Hanoi by taking out this anti-aircraft battery.
Is it nowhere it is?
Yeah.
I think I thought they ought to be taking it out then.
Well, they had to get that boy last night. And they were shooting the hell out of us all around it, and had to pick him up because he was on that fighter escort armed, and we didn't want him prisoner.
Did they get both the boys?
No, they got the one that was armed in the fighter escort, but they haven't gotten the other one yet.
What kind of anti-aircraft battery is it?
37 millimeter, they think.
Golly, that's not much. Well, now people must have been flying pretty low.
We do, 500-600 feet.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But they say that's less danger than 1,500.
Well, I would say so.
They have given instructions. The ambassador is very much against it. He says it'll escalate it, that it'll likely cause us to lose the government, but all the Joint Chiefs and McNamara...
This was in Laos.
This is. This is. But they think Savannah Puma will be very much against going in with armed planes and start shooting and...
I thought they'd asked us to do that.
They'd ask us to do the reconnaissance, but they hadn't asked us to start destroying any batteries.
Well, God Almighty, if they go to shooting at us, what they expect us to do?
Well, that's the question. Now, the orders have been given, and they're about ready to go. The Joint Chiefs, the State Department, there's been some little question in the State Department, but Rusk, on balance, says that this ought to be done. But the ambassador feels that you're violating the Geneva Accords, and you're now getting yourself in the same position that the other side's in. They've been violating them all along, but now we're going in and violating them. And if they knock a bunch of these planes out, we might be in a pretty bad position. On the other hand, all of our military people and most of our political people feel definitely, and my own instinct is to hit back when I'm hit.
Well, if we won't be sure and know where it is and be sure and knock it out, it'd be a very great tragedy if we went in there and failed.
Well, they think they can do it. LeMay says he's practically certain we go in with Air Force people instead of Navy people.
Well, I wouldn't bet on the Air Force people being any better. Navy pilots, Marine pilots, are the best ones on that low-flying rocket stack that we've got. They're better than the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. I think they've all pretty well agreed that... these planes that we've moved in, Air Force planes and Air Force pilots, they've had a little more experience in this particular type of stuff.
Where are they going to strike from?
South Vietnam.
Well, that brings on complications. Wouldn't it be better to have them strike from the carriers?
They don't think so. They think that they're more accurate and better this way. Better planes.
We haven't invited them in so much if we strike from the Navy, from the sea, as we have if we strike from base in South Vietnam. But I'm sure all that's been taken into consideration. See, if we strike from the sea, well, we strike in our own base, and we're not involved in the South Vietnamese. But if we strike from base there, then we invite them right in there to retaliate on us.
Anyway, you think in light of what's happened, we haven't got much choice, have we?
No, if we're going to keep up the missions, of course we've got to protect our people, and might as well just knock them out.
Okay, I just wanted to talk to you before. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Waiting. Clear. Waiting.